From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated there is no evidence to suggest a foreign terror group was behind Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub, in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
These lone actors or small cells of terrorists are very hard to detect and very hard to prevent. But across our government, at every level, federal, state, and local, military and civilian, we are doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks. But we are all sobered by the fact that despite the extraordinary hard work, something like Orlando can occur.
Mr. Obama called Mateen angry, disturbed, and unstable. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police after a three-hour standoff at the Pulse nightclub. Mr. Obama travels to Orlando Thursday to pay his respects to the victims of the families. Meanwhile, a media report says Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, knew of his plans and could be charged in connection with the country's worst mass shooting. Tensions remain high between East African neighbors, Eritrea and Ethiopia. Fighting broke out Sunday along their shared border. Each side has blamed the other for provoking the fight. A border war between the two countries in 1998 caused tens of thousands of casualties. An Ethiopian government spokesman warned Tuesday his country is prepared to wage full-scale war against Eritrea. A U.S. spokesman Tuesday voiced grave concern and called for restraint and political dialogue. The Washington-based Institute for Science and International Security warned Tuesday North Korea may have produced an additional 6 nuclear weapons with an arsenal today that could include 21 nuclear bombs. This is VOA News.